Imagine Our Lady, after years of quiet longing, finally hearing the gentle call of her son to come home. Padre Pio captured this tender moment in a reflection filled with love and hope. Stay tuned to hear it.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Hello everyone. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, a day when we remember how Our Lady, at the end of her earthly life, was taken body and soul into heaven. And unlike other feast days where I might struggle to find a story connected to Padre Pio, today I'm happy to share a beautiful reflection he wrote about this very mystery. The story comes from the book The Life of Padre Pio by Friar Gerardo di Flumeri, and it reveals just how deeply the saint loved Our Lady. So, let's dive right in. Since childhood, Padre Pio had a special devotion to the Blessed Virgin, who was venerated in his hometown of Pretolcina under the title Madonna della Libera, which means Our Lady of Freedom in English. Now, as far as any biographer can tell, Padre Pio never preached sermons. However, there's a preserved handwritten reflection he wrote dedicated to the Assumption of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. In it, he paints a moving portrait of Mary's final years on earth. Listen to this. After the ascension of Jesus Christ to heaven, Mary continuously burned with the most ardent desire to be reunited with him. And oh, the fervent sighs, the merciful groans she continually directed to him to draw her to himself. In the absence of her divine son, she seemed to find herself in the harshest exile. Those years of separation from him were for her the slowest and most painful martyrdom, a martyrdom of love that slowly consumed her. And behold, the long-awaited moment finally arrives, and Mary hears the voice of her beloved calling her from above. Come, my sister, my beloved, my spouse, come. Come, dear one of my heart, the time for lamenting on earth is over. Come, spouse, to receive from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit the crown prepared for you in heaven. Padre Pio saw the Assumption not only as a triumph of Our Lady, but also a moment of deep reunion, the completion of her earthly suffering and longing for Christ, her Son. But it wasn't just a theological idea for him. The Virgin Mary was present in Padre Pio's daily life. She accompanied him at the altar every day as he celebrated Mass. He sometimes said, "I would like to have a voice strong enough to invite all the sinners in the world to love Our Lady." Padre Pio felt united to the Son through the Mother. He saw the Most Blessed Virgin as the surest path to Christ, and he guided his penitents along that same path. Whenever he spoke of her, he couldn't contain his emotion. In fact, the author tells us that Padre Pio's devotion was so intense that he felt a mysterious fire in his heart, sometimes needing to press an ice pack on his chest to soothe the fervor. Can you imagine that? Furthermore, he prayed the rosary constantly, day and night. He instructed that, while praying the rosary, we should give a special attention to each Hail Mary, to the greeting we offer to Mary, who was present in all the mysteries and took part in each with love and sorrow. When his spiritual children asked what legacy he would leave them, he replied, "I leave you the rosary. Love the Virgin and make others love her. Always pray her rosary and pray it well. Satan wants to destroy this prayer, but he will never succeed." In his hometown of Pretlčina, one elderly resident told the author that Padre Pio had once been seen speaking to Our Lady at the foot of the altar. This account reflects something the whole town believed, that Padre Pio's relationship with the Virgin Mary was real and deeply personal. To honor that devotion, a bronze statue was later installed inside the church. It shows Padre Pio kneeling in prayer, looking up at the image of Madonna della Libera. The statue is placed exactly where the Madonna's gaze meets that of the saint. So as we celebrate this glorious feast, may Padre Pio's words and example inspire us to renew our own devotion to the Blessed Virgin. As Pope Pius XII once said, "Belief in the Assumption should strengthen our hope in our own resurrection." So, with that in mind, happy Feast of the Assumption. And as Padre Pio always said, pray, hope, and don't worry. God bless. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.